Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, April 22nd, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Dish plans to launch its 5G network in Las Vegas in Q3 with a deal to run its entire network on AWS servers. Dish would be the first telco to run an entire network from a public cloud. Cellebrite is a company that helps governments and police agencies crack into encrypted devices, particularly mobile phones. Signal developer Moxie Marlinspike posted vulnerabilities in Cellebrite software Wednesday that would allow the execution of malicious code on a Windows device and modify Cellebrite device reports. Marlinspike said they will responsibly disclose specific vulnerabilities to Cellebrite if it does the same for vulnerabilities it uses to conduct its operations. The laptop ODM and Apple supplier Quanta confirmed its servers were breached by operators of the Reval ransomware, saying the attack had no material impact on the company's business operation and refusing to pay a $50 million ransom. The operators are now targeting Apple for the ransom, publishing schematics of recently announced iMac and MacBook Air devices, as well as images of an unreleased laptop obtained in the breach, promising to publish new leaks daily until paid. Netflix reported subscribers rose from 204 million last quarter to 208 million, slower than its pandemic-fueled growth last year, but also below its own estimates. Netflix attributed the slowdown to a lighter content slate in the first half of this year as a result of production shutdowns in 2020. In its earnings report, AT&T said HBO Max added 2.7 million subscribers in Q1, now with 63.9 million global HBO and HBO Max subscribers. AT&T's wireless division added its most postpaid subscribers in 10 years, adding 823,000, of which 595,000 were phone net adds. Twitter launched a test of business profiles, which lets accounts display specific information about a business directly on the profile, with Twitter demoing a map card and contact button. The profiles are initially rolling out to a small number of U.S.-based businesses. Twitter also rolled out the ability for users on iOS and Android to tweet and view images in 4K resolution. Previously, mobile users were limited to 2048 by 2048. Users will need to enable high-quality images and high-quality image uploads and settings to take advantage of the new resolution. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say that upcoming features for iOS 15 and iPadOS 15 include letting users set notification preferences based on their status, like driving, working, or sleeping, and adding message auto-reply options when in Do Not Disturb and Sleep mode, with iPadOS also getting more home screen widget support. Apple is also reportedly working on expanding iMessage with more social integrations, although these are reportedly still in early stages. Jaguar Land Rover became the latest automaker impacted by the ongoing chip shortage, temporarily halting production at its Halewood and Castle Bromwich factories as of April 26th. Daimler, General Motors, and Volkswagen have all suspended some production in recent weeks for similar reasons. Windows 10 Insider Preview Build 21364 features the first preview of GUI support for the Windows subsystem for Linux, a feature first announced at Microsoft Build 2020. This will include support for audio and 3D acceleration, and fully integrate with the Start menu, taskbar, and shortcuts like Alt-Tab. Garmin announced the fitness-focused Venue 2 and smaller Venue 2S smartwatches, with both models offering sleep scores based on monitoring REM sleep, ambient light, blood oxidation, and breathing, as well as new activity profiles for high-intensity training, and a health snapshot mode to log, record, and share health stats. Battery life is rated at 11 days with GPS off on the Venue 2 and 10 days 7 hours on the 2S, both shipping now in Europe for €400. The UK's Met Office is working with Microsoft on a new weather forecasting supercomputer, expected to be operational in summer 2022. The computer will run on 100% renewable energy and will have more than 1.5 million CPU cores and capable of more than 60 petaflops, expected to be in the top 25 worldwide supercomputers in terms of performance. Facebook began testing in-stream video topics, letting advertisers target ads based on video topic, not just audience. The company is also testing ads in Instagram Reels in India, Brazil, Germany, and Australia, with ads limited to 30 seconds and able to be engaged with like any other Reels content. Microsoft announced the Classroom Pen 2, a budget stylus that will be sold to educational institutions in packs of 20 for $399.80, including batteries and replacement tips, optimized for Surface Go and Surface Pro devices. The Pen 2 includes a wider barrel than the original, is half the cost, and includes a tether and clip to attach it to type covers. And finally, Apple debuted new Magic Keyboards with Touch ID at their event this week, currently only sold with the redesigned iMac. Mac rumors confirm that the Touch ID sensor will work with any M1 Mac, although the sensor won't work with the new M1-equipped iPad Pro. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.